So I think his plan was to attack with variety. That's what I think. That's the common sense approach from the side that he's picked. I think reading between the lines in his comments, again, you can judge by common sense. He's really angry about Carroll getting on the ball in the first couple of minutes. He's really angry about not stopping the crosses. He's really angry about the football we play early in the game. And I think he's hinted at it at 1-0. He's talked about balls into the neck and how do we control that and trying to pass half volleys. And I think if you're talking about mentality, a lot of these problems in a completely different way, I've got these same problems and I'm struggling to solve them. You know, I've got the problems where my lads don't understand the importance of territory sometimes in a game, and I think that's what Klopp's getting at. You know, sometimes, especially if you're away from home, keeping the ball, I mean, there's been a few away games where I haven't seen us cross the halfway line. You know, even Pep Guardiola at Barcelona was hitting long diagonals to create the room to play. And if Pep Guardiola and Barcelona have got to hit long diagonals away from home sometimes to just free up a bit of room, well, my God, who are Liverpool to say they don't need to, you know? And I think there's little things like this on the mentality that when you go 1-0 down, you just see that next 15, 20 minutes out, ideally in their half, but you play that kind of territory. His team meeting has obviously been, we stop the crosses. There are some occasions when you cannot stop Andy Carroll, so let's just reduce what we do.
And I think stopped one cross.
Yeah, and they stopped, was it?
Five.
So you got West Ham stopping five when we're not a huge threat necessarily on crosses. And Klopp has obviously laid down a game plan, I suspect, where we're going to stop their crosses and try and stop that. And he's seen two goals go in where we're absolutely abysmal at stopping those crosses into the box.
From basically the same cross.
Yeah, this is the straw that broke the camel's back. A bit like Watford. Remember I came on at Watford and I said, well, if you pause the tape and you watch the highlights back, we actually create some chances at 1-0 down. So put your chimp back in the cage, watch what happens. And actually, we don't play too bad against Watford. But what happens is you just keep doing that every game, after every game, after every game and every game. So you can't not look at it in context, because you could make a decent argument in a lot of these games, like Watford and West Ham, in stages we've done okay. In stages is maybe not as bad as we're all feeling. I think this is Klopp's, I think this is the straw breaking his back, this game. I think this is the game where he's gone, we can put our foot down on the accelerator. I think he's maybe thought some of the other games were blips. I think he's laid down a tactical plan and he's seen that they haven't adapted. I mean, you can, there's arguments on whether he said three words or whether he says a few, but trust me, when you go into a dressing room after that, you say a few words and they're not ultra positive. And I think his feedback today, and I've had a chance to look at it back, it wasn't the worst game in history. I think that's him getting his chimpanzee back in a little bit and going, well, actually, it wasn't as dog shit, perhaps, as I felt at the time. But I think the three behind, if you like, there's a lot of criticism there. But if we're talking about his plan for them, I think his plan was for variety and for them to be spread out in that way.